Welcome to the February News Roundup on WBOI Presents. Last month, Allen County Superior Court announced they were launching a family recovery court, aimed at helping families where addiction was one of the primary underlying issues. WBOI reporter Barb Anguiano has been looking at what exactly a family recovery court is and their impact on the community, and she joins us in the studio now. Welcome, Barb.
Hey, Ben.
Okay, simple question first. What is a family recovery court?
So at its core, it's a problem-solving court, a lot like drug court, where people involved with the actual problem-solving take a step back and assess, okay, so what do we need to do in order to help this person be successful with recovery? But unlike drug court, family recovery court, as the name implies, focuses on solving problems of addiction within families. And a lot of the groundwork for setting up a program like this is based off the successful drug court in Allen County.
Let's go back a little bit. You mentioned problem-solving courts.
I spoke to Judge Fran Gall, who oversees a drug court in Allen County, and she can explain the difference between regular courts and problem-solving courts.
Drug courts, at the inception of the drug court model back in 1987, it was viewed as very much problem-solving and non-adversarial, which is not common in a criminal setting. I mean, in a criminal setting, everything is adversarial. Everybody's fighting about everything. Problem-solving courts, drug courts in particular, are designed not to be adversarial, to kind of get to the root of the problem, figure out how to help that individual.
Gull says a lot of the time she feels like a parent when she deals with people in drug court, because it's all about the motivation and really wanting to help people figure out how to beat addiction. One statement that kept coming up while I was interviewing people involved both drug and family recovery court was this idea that a judge's empathy goes a long way, and how responsive those in the program tend to be towards words of encouragement, like, you know, something as simple as good job or I'm proud of you. Like, this is coming from a judge. So people will say, judge has never given me any words of encouragement, or I've never heard in my life, you know, anybody being proud of me. Gull is the first to admit that this kind of encouragement is a big part of what makes problem-solving courts like drug court or family recovery court successful.
What are some of the differences between family recovery court or drug court?
So they both come out of the same idea, right? That addressing issues of addiction, mainly the root of the problem, you'll have more successful recovery because you can cater that recovery to specific needs of a person. But the big difference is that children are involved in family recovery court cases. So it's more important for recovery to be successful because what they want to do is keep children in their homes. So there's a lot more supervision. There's a lot more guidance from the court. Where you might show up for court every few months for drug court, family recovery court, you're probably showing up to court every few weeks. And when you're not in court, you're doing all these sort of other activities to learn about community resources. You're working, you're spending time with your kids. Like, children are a big element of family recovery courts. One of the people I spoke with was the magistrate who oversees most of the cases in Allen County, Sherry Hartzler, and this is how she explained the differences.
And so the goal of the program is to intensely monitor these parents who are involved in the family recovery court, have frequent interactions with the judge, frequent interactions with their treatment plan and their treatment providers, and provide them incentives as they reach certain milestones in their recovery, and provide them also sanctions in the events they have some struggles in order to kind of coerce and motivate compliance.
One of the things I kept hearing the more people I talked to when I asked to explain a little bit about where the idea to bring this type of program came from, a lot of it had to do with the impact of the opioid crisis in the area. Hartzler says that since about 2013, the number of cases of child abuse and neglect cases is nearly doubled. They call those CHINS cases. But she says that when they looked at those CHINS cases or child in need of services cases, problems with substance abuse, either drugs or alcohol, were at the center of a lot of them, like 85% of them.
And so this was born out of an initiative to do something different when it came to families that were struggling with substance abuse and addiction.
And through Family Recovery Court, by helping families stay together, Allen County also has an impact on the foster care system.
Barb, thank you for coming to WBOI Presents. Thanks for the update, and I look forward to hearing more as you continue to follow the stories.
Thank you, Ben.